After my escape from Tibet to India in 1959, the Panchen Lama took my place as the leader within Tibet, and for the next several years acted wonderfully. Eventually, he was put under house arrest and imprisoned. After he was freed, he wisely used the opportunity, expending every effort to improve the situation for the Buddhist religion and Tibetan culture. By wisely, I mean that he did not touch sensitive issues such as the independence of Tibet, but instead simply put all of his energy into preserving Buddhism and Tibetan culture. Sometimes, he even publicly scolded Tibetans who wore only Chinese-style clothing and spoke only Chinese. Those Tibetans were pressured into wearing Tibetan dress and speaking Tibetan. Through such actions, he proved himself. His death was very sudden and untimely. I was greatly saddened. While he was alive, there was one Tibetan as a leader speaking inside the country on behalf of the people, while I served from the outside as much as I could. After losing him, now there is no one inside who can do what he did. They are either too old or too frightened. His death was a great loss. As soon as he passed away, I sent a message to the Chinese government saying that I wanted to dispatch a spiritual delegation to make some offerings at the Panchen Lama's monastery, but they declined to allow it. After a couple of years, I asked the Chinese government to allow a spiritual delegation to search for the Panchen Lama's reincarnation, but again, they declined. Obviously, the important point was that the Panchen Lama's reincarnation should be authentic. At that time, some Tibetans urged that the reincarnation had to be found outside occupied Tibet, but I considered their motive to be political. What really mattered was to find the genuine reincarnation, whether inside or outside Tibet. If the reincarnation were inside Tibet, I knew it would be necessary to discuss this with the Chinese government. So I wanted to send a spiritual delegation to search for the reincarnation. That request was rejected, but in the meantime, through an informal private channel, I developed contact with a Lama, Chadel Rinpoche, who sent a list of over 25 candidates along with several pictures. As soon as I saw the picture of Gendun Chökyi Nyima, I had a feeling of affinity, of intimacy. I did some divinations, which were very positive for him. Finally, I performed a divination circling a bowl with dough balls containing the names of the final candidates on strips of paper rolled up inside them. It was as if his flew up out of the bowl. Through these steps, I made the decision that he is the reincarnation of the 10th Panchen Lama. However, I did not make an announcement. As time passed, more and more Tibetans, especially from inside Tibet, urged me to make the decision. I kept trying to communicate with the Chinese government, but without result. Finally, I thought that it would be appropriate to make the announcement on the date when Buddha first gave the teachings on Kalachakra, or Wheel of Time, with which the Panchen Lama has a special connection. I made another divination through the use of dough balls as to whether I should make the announcement or not, and it was positive.